This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgwick today, live all across the USA and around the world on this first full weekend of December, starting our Christmas season. I love this month. My first guest this second hour is Ken Cage. He is one of the stars of a new season of TV Repo, where they go out and they repossess cars and planes and boats. I mean, this is a show that you can't walk away from. It's just like a magnet. It is so unbelievable. And they got a new season coming up. Then singer and actress Cyndi Lauper will be here. We're going to talk about the good old days of Christmas and how she spends Christmas today. From the Newlywed Game, a former disc jockey, has done a lot of things in this business. In fact, he brought the Beatles to Los Angeles for the first time. Bob Eubanks, and then Nee Addy will be talking about new ways for streaming. And that's all coming up this second hour of Ron Sedgwick today. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgwick today. You know, I talk to a lot of people who have television shows and internet shows and radio shows, but I am a big fan of the show. It was on the Discovery Channel, and now it is a show that you can find on their own website. They have their own YouTube channel. Joining us right now, Ken Cage. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. So tell us about this new season. For people who may not have seen this, they not only repo airplanes, but they also repo yachts, buses, exotic cars. You guys got a lot of guts. But tell us about this new season and the new site and YouTube channel.
I appreciate it. Well, the new show is going to be called Renegade Repos. The website's renegade-repos.com. The show that was on Discovery, they had three teams showing all of us doing repos. Danny and I just decided when the network didn't want to pick it up again, we said, you know what, there's just too many fans that want to see this. So it's just going to be Danny and I doing it, and you're going to see a lot more detail in each repossession, which is what everybody's been clamoring for. So we'll be showing from the time that we get the order, the investigation, which is a lot of the most interesting stuff happens in the investigation. And then we'll show the repos as well. So we're really, really excited about it. We've got a lot of people behind us that are excited about it. So we're ready to kick this off.
And I can't wait because I know that the new addition with the investigations is going to be a great asset to it because that was the part that was missing on the Discovery Channel. Now, you had a show that actually happened last week that was a live event, but you are going to repost that on the Renegade/Repos.com channel, correct?
That is correct. And again, another thing that we felt, and the fans made it loud and clear, one thing that wasn't really covered was the pilot's perspective. If you remember in the show on the network, they'd show the pilots running up, getting in the plane, and flying. There's a lot that goes on for a pilot. A lot of it. So the live event will be four episodes, and it's these three of my pilots who combined for over 700 aircraft repos with me, telling their stories and the mechanical issues that they face, and the, you know, obviously the FAA. They never cross the FAA, so how do we get the ferry permits? And just, it's just fascinating, their stories, because they were all 20, 21, 22 when they started with me. And now they're commercial pilots. It'll be on the Renegade-Repos, I hope, by February 1st. It's in edit now. But we're going to have four episodes of the pilots telling these fascinating stories that were never touched on before. So it's just completely unique.
This is a very dangerous type of occupation for a couple of reasons. First of all, you're taking away somebody's prized possession. If they have a classic car or a jet or a yacht, I'm a classic car collector. Somebody touched my classic car, so now you're dealing with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, so that's dangerous from that standpoint. The second standpoint, and I've often been amazed at this, guys, we get into an airplane, and you say, geez, this thing hasn't been started in 3 months. We don't know if it's got water in the fuel tank. We got to check the stabilizers and all of the outside gear and the landing gear and everything else. You don't know what the heck you're getting into. I mean, you might get away from the owner, but you may not get away from an accident.
That's true. And again, one thing we're going to try and show is more of that process with the pilot, because everybody thinks, based on the editing that they did on the network, pilot gets an airplane and flies. There's a lot more that goes on with it, which, again, honestly, it builds the tension for me, because I'm like, can you hurry up with this inspection here? And they're like, no, we can. It's like the whole time you feel the clock in the back of your head saying, the debtor's coming. These pilots are pros. So they follow every letter of the law to make sure they're doing things right, not had any issues. Because if we're not sure, we'll do one of two things. We'll either take the airplane, taxi it to the other side of the field where we're more safe so we don't leave the ground, or if we're comfortable that it's a safe airplane, we might fly it 5 minutes to get it to the next airport and then, you know, go through a much more detailed inspection. But you're right, it's dangerous, because as soon as you run that thing up, you don't know.
I often wonder, if you have all of the legal papers and the owner is in default, why do you have to sneak into it? Now, I know that, you know, people can repossess cars because they just don't want to give them up. But how do you do that? I mean, I always am amazed when the police stop you, because the debtor calls the police. And the police should say, hey, he's got all the paperwork, just let him take the vehicle or let him take the plane.
Yeah, so the thing with the police, and this is something that doesn't really help us, but it doesn't hurt us, is that they cannot assist or support us in any way.
Okay.
It's a civil matter. So they can't tell a debtor, you know, let him go or whatever, anything like that. They can come out and verify the paperwork. And that's generally what they do is, you know, hey, you have everything? Yes, here's my paperwork. I'm a licensed repo agent in the state of Florida. I'll show my repo license, and they'll say, okay, you know, it's legal. And that's the extent of it. Now, the reason we sneak around, even though it's a legal process, is
right,
because airports are very close-knit families. So if I try, like, we're at Atlantic Aviation, you know, at the Orlando Executive Airport.
Right.
So if I try and go in the front door of Atlantic and say, hey, you know, I want Ron's airplane. Well, you're their customer. So in many cases, what the FBO might say, oh, no, you can't touch my customer's airplane. They might block us. They might try and stop us from getting out there. The line people get involved. The people that kind of are out there running around the airport and fueling up and things like that, a lot of times they're really loyal to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might tip off the customer one time, and this was on one of the first season episodes. You know, we talked to the FBO. We got the airplane. We thought everything was good. Well, then the debtor comes around another gate, talks to a line person who's loyal to him, and gives him our airplane that we already repossessed. So those things happen a lot. And until we know where people stand, we've got to sneak.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll tip off the debtors or they'll stop us themselves, and that's no good. So,
did you not have a fellow on the show by the name of Mike Kennedy? He got punched out a couple of times, didn't he?
That was actually Kevin down in Texas got punched out.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Kevin did. Mike's in Orlando.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's the one that has the snakes.
Snakes,
the,
right.
Had the leopard. And
right.
He's doing great conservatory work. Great work.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kevin got knocked out once. I saw that one. In the U.S., you're not allowed to breach the peace or break and enter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, I've never gotten to that point here in the States because it's not legal.
Yeah.
But I did have a situation outside the States, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, they caught it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I got the first, he pushed me from behind, and it was hot. It was St. Croix. It was humid. I was just miserable from being up all night, and I just turned around and clocked him, and luckily I hit him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I could have gotten a lot worse. It took Danny literally a minute or less to get there, and once he got there, it's like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now? The monster has come in. Does this problem multiply when you go into other countries, though?
It can. Absolutely, yes. A lot of times what I'll do when I'm in another country is go to the local police department and say, this is what I'm here to do. Here's the paperwork. Here's my identification. What do I need to do? And I'll ask them, what do I need to do to perform this in a legal manner?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, it takes us filling up their chase boats with fuel, mm-hmm. or something to that effect, a little gift.
Sure.
In return for their help.
Sure.
That works for me.
Ken, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't mean to back you in a corner to, but do you ever bring anybody with you? I mean, like one time I rode with the sheriff's department, okay? I mean, on a local deal or a regional deal, would you ever like take somebody like me who's a big fan of the show? Or would I just get in the way?
You would. I can work with anybody. We've done this. I've done over 2,700 of them in the last 13 years. So I could take people. Actually, it's funny. One time I took a DJ from one of the Orlando stations,
yeah.
radio stations on. And the first one was real quiet, and everything went smooth. He's like, I can do this. I can do it. Well, then we went to get a boat, and the debtor was on board. Then as we're pulling away, the debtor runs down the dock to try and jump on the boat. Oh, and we got that on video for CBS News. Panicked on the back of the boat. I mean, he was panicked. Oh, you still think you could do this? No, I'm done. So, we have to kind of feel people out first. Obviously, but I mean, I've taken a camera crew of four people on repos. So, just having one person without a camera, that would be no problem.
Oh gosh, we got to do this, Ken. I got to come out to your place and take you out to lunch and sell you on this deal because I want to do that. I want to do that so bad. Well, everybody, turn to renegade/repos.com. Four new episodes coming up with our guest Ken Cage. And Ken, this is a great show. I really mean this. I'm not saying this because you're on, but I can't wait for the second season and this new format and the new distribution of it. It's going to be sensational.
Well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate you saying that, and I hope everybody does tune into the website because hopefully we've got some videos up now.
Yeah.
But they're going to come hot and heavy starting.
And ladies and gentlemen, there may be a future episode on the show with yours truly in it. Me and Danny and Ken will be out there. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. And there's more
thank
to come
you.
With Ron Sedgy today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm ecstatic to have our next guest with us. I love this lady. Joining us right now is Cindy Lauper. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Ron. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, too. And I meant what I said. You are terrific. From the days that you appeared on The Tonight Show, barefoot, singing all those great songs, Johnny loved you, the nation loved you. I love you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
I have to congratulate you on your success and being part of lighting up the Christmas tree last week.
The Christmas tree light, you know, when they light the Christmas tree, that's a big, big, big deal for New Yorkers. And it was always a tradition during the Christmas holidays, you'd always go and see the tree. You know, it's a big deal. Go see the tree, you know. That and I guess the Yule log. We used to turn on the Yule log.
Yeah, the old Yule log, yeah, right.
And watch, you know, It's a Wonderful Life just one more time. But, you know, we always used to come into New York City when I was little. We were in the city, but I mean in Manhattan, and look at the store windows and check out the tree. And at all different stages of my life, I've been doing it. And this is the second time that I've sung Under the Tree or By the Tree, and it's pretty awesome. It really is. I think it's exciting.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you see something as a youngster, as a child, and you think to yourself, wow, how cool is that? And then you become part of whether it's somebody you met, whether it was a television show you watched, or whether it was a Christmas tree being lit at Rockefeller Center. I mean, it's kind of cool when you obviously live out something that you, from afar, used to admire. Isn't that a sensational feeling?
It's kind of like you always think, wow, who would have thunk this?
Right.
You know, and then there you are. But that's life for you, you know. Christmas is about family. So it was kind of awesome for me to be part of that. That's how I'll be doing Home for the Holidays. You're all over, aren't you?
I'm all over the place. Yeah, I'm like a bad dream. I'm everywhere. Cindy, I look down all of your accomplishments. I mean, listen to this. Nominated for 15 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 7 American Video Awards, 18 MTV Awards. Of course, the Tony Award, your work at the Three Penny Opera, the Broadway debut, your best-selling autobiography, Cindy Lauper, a memoir. That's a long, long way from your first appearance on The Tonight Show.
Well, you got to diversify, you know what I mean? That's all I tried to do. I just thought, you know, I don't want to be stuck in a rut. I want to live life. I want to experience it, so I did. as much as I could. I want to learn.
You want to have fun?
Yeah.
Tell us about the foundation, the True Colors Fund.
That I started with my manager and my agents. My manager, Lisa Barbarese, continues to work tirelessly on it. We have this wonderful person, Gregory Lewis, who heads it up. And we have these fantastic people who work on the team, and they've been making great headway and really helping the kids as opposed to just having, I didn't want to have something that was just a foundation. I figured, you know, either let's really do something. So we put together a network. That was the one blessing that now finally people all over the country can talk to each other or get information from each other to find out which program works best for the kids. And these are the gay kids, the gay and transgender kids who are thrown out.
Yeah.
And honestly, to me, I don't care.
Yeah, of course.
What color, what preference, what gender. You don't throw kids away.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right. Those are our future. You don't know who you're going to find there that's going to cure cancer, or who's going to be the great economist, or who's going to... You don't know where they come from.
You don't know. Of course not. Yeah, that's exactly
no?
right.
I was voted most likely to die in high school, and here I am.
Oh, you know you were. Were you really?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad they were wrong about that. You talked earlier about going to the city and watching the tree grow up as a youngster. How do you spend? How does Cyndi Lauper spend Christmas these days? What are you going to be doing this year?
I just want to be with my family. I just want to see my family. That's the most important thing for me, always.
Yeah.
You know, and whether I don't care what we do. Let's go out to eat. I could cook. It could be scary.
I'd rather go out to eat.
You know, I can make Italian food. That's about it. And then your choices slim down. But, you know, for Christmas, it's got to be. And Christmas Eve. Oh, my God. Christmas Eve is the best time.
Yeah.
You know, because there's people caroling. Yeah. You can go downtown to hear caroling. You can go uptown and see the tree. You could go by Lincoln Center and look at that decoration. All up Fifth Avenue, you could see stuff. So it's really exciting.
I couldn't be happier for you. When I hear you describe Christmas, I can picture a Christmas with Cyndi Lauper. I think it would be like, and take this complimentary, it would be like an old-time fun Christmas rather than a commercial Christmas. I just sense that with you.
Well, sometimes. We used to cut up oranges and put them on the radiators with a little cinnamon.
Really?
Make it smell like Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. How great.
You know, I love Christmas.
Oh, great. And we love you, too. Cyndi, I think in the years we've been doing this show, this is the first time you've been on board, and I have to tell you, I got to have you come back and chat about all of your great success and some of the things you're going to be doing in the new year. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cyndi, and it sounds like one of these days my goal is going to spend a little bit of the Christmas holiday with you on Broadway. You sound like you're the perfect Christmas pal.
Well, Broadway's become so much fun.
Yeah,
it's always been, but it's having some real life now. It's really, it's a lot of really wonderful shows. Really wonderful shows.
Well, Cyndi, thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas, dear. Okay,
and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Cyndi. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. Cyndi Lauper. She is so good. I love listening to her sing and perform. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you love, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
Individual. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left three people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I don't think that there's a baby boomer out there in our audience right now that doesn't remember that song. And for those of you who watch it in repeats, you probably are younger. And joining us right now is the man that we're going to be chatting with right now. We haven't him on the show in a long time, far too long. Our friend Bob Eubanks. Hello, Bob. How are you? Welcome back.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I apologize for playing a song that everybody knows but is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to your career. I mean, everybody has, you know, one benchmark that really impresses everyone, but man, your career has gone on and on and on since that little 250-watt radio station in Oxnard.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I was a disc jockey at the number one rocker in L.A., and sometimes you're judged with the people you run with. I wasn't a very good disc jockey, but I was there with Casey Kasem and Dick Biondi and Wink Martindale, and then me, Bob Eubanks, the little twerp from Oxnard, you know.
I wouldn't put it that way, Bob. I really wouldn't. I would love to run down everything that I have in front of me that you have done. And, of course, being in the business since I was a teenager, I can relate to a lot of this. And we and I have worked with some of the same people. It's amazing that somebody has been so influential in the music business as a promoter, has the same birthday as Elvis Presley, the same date at least. And we want to talk about some of that stuff, but I think what was really intriguing me is that you always reinvent yourself, bringing the Beatles to town or whatever the case may be. You have a venture that is very interesting. It's called the 60-Up Balance Board. What is that, Bob?
First of all, I've had a marvelous career.
Yes,
and
you have.
I've decided what I want to do now is to help people. I'm 81 years old, and I have a friend named Dan Metcalf who trains professional soccer players. He has 36 of them playing worldwide right now. And he said to me, "You're having mobility issues, aren't you?" And I said, "Boy, am I ever," because I had both hips replaced and back surgery.
Oh.
And he invited me over to his house to work out. And I went over there, and during the next month, he invented this board that is now called the 60-Up Balance Board. And I can look anybody in the eye, put me on a lie detector, I don't care. It changed my life in 3 weeks' time. I couldn't swing a golf club. I can now. I couldn't shoot hoops with my son. I can now. Go up and down stairs. Go for walks with my wife. And I don't walk bent over anymore. I walk straight up. And it's all because of this balance board. And we saw a medical report the other day that says if you have good balance, you can extend your life expectancy by as much as 8 years.
Jeez, really?
And, you know, and so this is, it's a marvelous, marvelous project. And it will help if you have a loved one that's having balance issues or walking bent over and head down, or if you yourself. I just want you to go to 60up.com. That's the number 60, the word up.com, and take a look at it. And you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm so excited because it helps so many people.
Bob, what do you do? How do you work it? Is it something you have to balance on? How does it work?
Well, it's a balance board, and the exercises that you do at the very beginning are very, very simple. But what you're doing is you're getting your brain and your body working together. You know, if you walk along the road and your head is down, it's your eyes that are directing you where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You got to get your brain and your body working together. And the exercises, if you see them, they're quite simple, but they're also very intriguing, and you improve very quickly on the board and walking down the street. That's all I can tell you.
Nope.
If you'll stay with it,
mm-hmm.
and if you'll do what it says. And what you do is you go out every morning to 60up.com, and we have the whole exercise routine that will lead you right through it, too.
Really?
I can't find anything wrong with this, man. It's just wonderful.
I wish I'd have known about that when I was a teenager. My brain and body didn't get together then either, so I should have been using it a long, long time ago. Now, you know, I think it's kind of basic knowledge that guys, you know, in our age category probably don't like to exercise too much. And everybody says, go for a walk. Well, you know, I'd rather take a nap. But the bottom line is, I sense that this isn't really a strenuous situation.
It really is not. And, I mean, but you know, you can do your arms. You can work your arms.
Really?
You work your legs. I couldn't pick up my grandkids. I can now. teaches you squats. It teaches you everything. And we even have some professional athletes that are using it now. And it's funny, you know, when I go onto a television show, we put the host on it, and then I can outshine the host every time. It'll change your life in a short period of time, man.
I am going to look into that because I'm starting to get a little bit of effort going into my bones every time I have to get up from something. So I'm going to give it a shot. I really am. Now,
well, that's what helped me, too. I had trouble getting up out of a chair.
Yeah, right, me too.
You know, hanging on and pushing. Not anymore, man. You know, I have a young wife who is the number one wedding planner in all of Southern California. And I'm very blessed in my life. My oldest son is 60, and my youngest son is 16.
Whoa.
And I got a couple in the middle there.
Yeah.
But I'm now doing the things I used to do when I was 70.
Wow. When you were just a kid, you mean? When you were just 70, just 70 years old. You know, I got to have you back one of these days, Bob, to talk about your remarkable career. And you and I haven't talked in too many years. And I want to talk about, you know, the Beatles and everything else. But I noticed that you had made mention of something that was sent over to me, which I couldn't agree with you more, okay? And the question is, do you think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would consider your contributions to the music industry in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, you're not alone. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've broadcasted from several times in Cleveland, is really kind of, I don't know what the heck it is, to be honest with you, but I don't know half those people in there that I grew up in this business. I don't understand it. I'd love to see you in there, but there's a lot of things that need to be in there, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, when I started in the concert business, there were no concert companies.
Right.
You know, Dick Clark had his little group, went out on the road, but it was all new. And then I started a rock and roll PR firm because the rock and roll artists were having trouble getting publicity. And you know, I would be honored and thrilled if anybody ever contacted me about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I did break some ground. I know I did. And, you know, I did the Rolling Stones, but these were Southern California dates. And then the whole drug culture came along from San Francisco, and I didn't want to participate in that, so I got out, and in 72, I went back into country music.
Right, remember that.
That's when I was with Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton and such, you see.
For a while there, you handled Mo Bandy, too, I think. That's what we were talking about the last time you were on.
I was at Mo Bandy's theater Branson, Missouri, with a live game show.
That's right. That's exactly right. I remember that. Well, you know what? You should be in there, and we'll start a petition after the first of the year. How's that, Bob?
Oh, boy, that would be great. Please.
Well, go to 60up.com. It's the number 60up.com. Is that correct?
Yes, the number 60, the word up.com. Take a look. And you can do it watching television. Anybody can do it. We have autistic people doing it. We have professional athletes doing it. But it was invented for me because I was having mobility issues. And I swear to God it will help you, I promise.
Well, Bob, I got to tell you, if you're going to suggest it, I'm going to look into it, no doubt about it. And I hope that you can also use it while listening to the radio, not just watching television. Is that okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Bob, do me a favor. Don't retire. You're too good at what you do. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. He was well-known for the host of The Newlywed Game, but have done so many things since then. And Bob will be back on our show after the first of the year. You know, this past week, December 5th, was Walt Disney's birthday. And Rankers, a company that keeps track of different rankings as far as popularity is concerned, came out with the greatest cartoon characters in television history. They surveyed 780,000 people. That's a pretty high rank. And here they are from 10 to number 1. Shaggy Rogers was number 10, Popeye number 9, Tigger number 8, Bart Simpson number 7, Donald Duck number 6, Homer Simpson number 5, SpongeBob SquarePants, number 4. I don't know if Walt's going to like this number. Number 3 was Mickey Mouse. Number 3. Number 2, Scooby-Doo. And the number 1 greatest cartoon character in television history, according to Rankers, Bugs Bunny. And there's some useless information you can use at a Christmas cocktail party, if you wish. We're going to pause. We'll be right back with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, we have an extremely interesting guest that's going to be joining us on the show today. And, of course, there is so much being said everywhere you turn about streaming and the effects that it has not only on the consumer but on the broadcast media. Joining us right now is a gentleman who is a leading expert on the subject, and he's part of marketing for a great company called Philo. Joining us right now is Nee Mancy Addy. Hi, Nee. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Doing great.
I am very enthused about talking to you because this is about a edge of communications that is really taking off, and that is the streaming services that we have. And in a recent Fortune magazine survey showed that a whopping 29% of Americans watch streaming services every day, and that is a huge number that I can only imagine is going to get bigger. Why is that the case, Nee?
Well,
Streaming introduces a lot more choice, value, and flexibility into the TV market than has been there for a while. I think, you know, we had got into a place where, you know, most people had either had cable packages or nothing, and cable packages were traditionally very expensive, and, you know, the service wasn't the greatest, and, you know, people, I think, in the industry, there were some of the most unliked companies that people had to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And what streaming does with the proliferation of the internet is allow people to have a little bit more choice, pick the content they want to watch on the services that make sense for them, and, you know, take control a little bit more over their entertainment options.
A lot of people think that all of the technical stuff that's happening in our society these days are relatively geared to a younger demographic. Is that the case here, or older people grabbing onto this concept?
Yeah, I think you'd be very surprised. We also thought that when we launched Philo 2 years ago that, you know, it would appeal mostly to the quote-unquote millennials. But what we have been seeing is that it appeals across the board, and some of our most expert cord cutters, if you will, are sort of in the, you know, older generations. Or so I think it's really more about people's mindset, and so people who are very focused on value and choice have been moving to streaming regardless of what demographic they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Philo has a lot of people who, you know, have been in the pay TV ecosystem for a while or used to having cable and just not worth it for them anymore. So our collection of entertainment-focused channels for $20 a month is something that makes it worth it for them to figure out, you know, maybe I don't need to pay these hundreds of dollars a month for cable since I can get this stuff over the internet, and it's the same, you know, channels depending on exactly what you're interested in that you would find there as well.
How do advertisers respond to this, and then in return, how do the traditional broadcast outlets respond to it, seeing that for all intents and purposes, you're kind of taking a little bit of their fanfare away?
Sure. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily look at it that way. For advertisers, it actually is increasing eyeballs in some cases. People are canceling cable already. That's sort of the trend that's happening very quickly. And streaming services offer another place for advertisers to reach both, you know, new consumers and different types of consumers than they're getting with traditional cable companies. Then from the broadcast perspective, I think for a long time, you know, there might have been some reluctance to accept that this was going to be the new model right now, that people want streaming, people want the choice. And for them, they're figuring out ways to get directly to the consumer now in the same way that these streaming services, you know, started by the wave of Netflix and others like that, have set the standard for. So you have services like Disney Plus from a broadcaster, you know, they own ABC and whatnot, that's coming to market. They also have Hulu. So you can see how the industry is changing from their perspective. And the reason we focus Philo, you know, at this $20 for all the bells and whistles and all 58 channels that we offer, the way that we did it so that it would pair very nicely with some of these other offerings that are coming from traditional broadcasters.
I think that what you are doing is not only sensational, I think it is very enticing to the consumer, because the cable companies kind of shot themselves in the foot. When they first came out, they said, you got to pay for this programming, but we're not going to advertise, and, you know, you're going to have all this stuff that's commercial free. And boy, not only do they not do that, but they charge such an enormous, I mean, you could probably make a payment on a Rolls Royce for some of these cable channels every month when people go crazy with them. Back in the late 40s, when television came into play, everybody thought radio was gone. And then in the mid-50s, when TV was so popular, then they turned around and was worried that people would never go to movie theaters anymore. Neither of that has happened, all right? But can you foresee this happening and streaming taking over, where commercial broadcast, traditional terrestrial broadcasting lacks, and cable is outsourced because they can't afford to attract consumers anymore?
To your point, I don't think it will go away. I think the models definitely change. You mentioned things like radio, which has morphed into both radio, or, you know, there's radio streaming and satellite. So I think something similar is happening in the TV space, where, you know, there's definitely value with broadcast, and some of the big companies don't want people to know about it, that you can still get all your broadcast networks over the air for free in HD by buying an HD antenna.
Yeah, for $20.
Sounds like an old school concept, but yeah, you know, you can get those channels pristine quality now. So I think that's a great value to people. And then what streaming will do will help supplement that. Now, for some folks, they want the $200-plus dollar cable package with all the channels that they offer. But I think for others, in a time where people are being more value conscious and have a better sense for, I know that I like this particular set of content. For example, Philo is entertainment focused, so we have content from the likes of A&E and AMC and Discovery and Viacom. So if that suite of content makes sense for you, then you would pick up Philo. And then, you know, there's things like Disney Plus or things like Hulu or other things, other services of that nature that you can add on, so that you get your perfect mix of content for much less than you would pay for cable. So I just think things are changing, especially in the near term. Nothing's going to be going away completely.
But I am very excited about this. In fact, I'd like to have a further conversation with you, because we have a couple of projects we were working on here on our show, and be a great match, because I would love to team up with you. I'm very, very excited about Philo. It's a great concept. Where can we learn about more of what we're talking about today, Nee?
Go to philo.tv. To have to get started on a free trial, all you need is a cell phone number or an email to get started. You don't necessarily need a credit card to start the trial. It takes about 10 seconds to check it out. I encourage people to go see what it's all about, see if it's right for you. And we'd be happy to chat further, because, you know, we're very excited about this space and how we can work together to make it all better for the consumer.
You should be. And again, Philo is spelled P-H-I-L-O. And our guest has been Nee Mansi-Addy, who, of course, is talking about this great concept with Philo. And Nee, we look forward to having you back and talking soon.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Wow. Interesting stuff. And the wave of the future right here with Ron Seggi today. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to put a wrapper on things for this week. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the last 2 hours. Our guests include country legend Charlie Daniels from ABC's The Great Christmas Light Fight, Carter Osterhaus, Kimberly Potts writing about the Brady Bunch, magician Michael Carbonaro from TV Repo, a new season, Ken Cage, Cindy Lauper from The Newlywed Game, Bob Eubanks, and Nee Addy. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie Today. And don't forget now, you got to start that Christmas shopping. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.